good and evil coexist. The presence and extent of evil in the world often perplexes us. Jesus explains that God has allowed it and will continue to fulfill His divine purposes through our lives. We are based together. Jesus gives a parable of a farmer sowing wheat. Where there is wheat, there will be tares, looking very much like the wheat. Where God's people, like the wheat, are working, Satan places his people, like the tares, as well. The upside is that Jesus plants his people in the blessed place for their growth. Satan also plants his people where God's work can be most disrupted. We are balanced with each other. It is when the wheat sprouted, the weeds appeared. Satan can also work through God's people. For example, when Jesus tells Peter, "Get behind me, Satan," in our weak moments. On the flip side, more satanic activity could mean God's hand is at work. It is often that evil brings out the good. Watchman Nee tells the story of a poor Chinese farmer spending hours pumping water into his rice plot on the hill. An unbelieving neighbor who lived lower down the hill opened the dikes and drained the water into his own fields. After much prayer, the believing farmer found a solution. He watered both plots. We are bred together. We often wish evil can be removed, but Jesus clearly says, "Let both grow together until the harvest," Matthew 13:29. Jesus is ensuring maximum nourishment and protection for his people. Allowing Satan's people to be around is part of it. Evil people may appear to temporarily enjoy some benefits and blessings as the good. However, growth of the righteous is not hindered. In fact, it may even be strengthened. We are bound together, almost like Siamese twins, drawing from the same vitals. There are inseparable connections between God's people and Satan's people. Both continue to grow in this environment, and eventually their true colors show. Viktor Frankl, in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, describes the reactions of two brothers with the same heredity, the same environment, in the same concentration camp under the Nazis. One became a saint and the other a swine. There will be a final separation. Both will be judged on their fruit. Eventually, evil will be destroyed. God promises through the prophet Daniel that the righteous will shine like stars forever. These truths will be understood and applied by God's people, those willing to listen. Let us reflect on what should be the attitude of wheat, God's people, towards evil surrounding them. What encouragement keeps us going?